that I'm proud of in the world. And that's the dream for everyone, right? To do what you love.
Bank of America really helped me grow my business. Having them support me and knowing that they believe in my business is pretty powerful.
That's the power to turn passion into paychecks. What would you like the power to do?
Hola amigos and welcome to Willie's View Podcast. It is Saturday, December 29th, 2018, and it's great to be back. Tonight, I'm going to be covering my review of Mary Poppins Returns. And also, excited because I've got your latest Oakdale University in just a few minutes. All right. So don't go away. We'll be right back. All right, and we're back. All right, everybody. I hope everybody's had a wonderful Christmas. And feel free to let me know what you all got. You can also tweet me at ViewWillies. And you can also catch me on my Instagram at OfficialPartyWill. So don't forget to do that. That's always fun. I like to always hear from you guys. I got me some cool gift cards this year. It was amazing from my family. And it's always fun just enjoying the holidays with the family. And also with, you know, my daughter Jenna. And then hearing from my son Joey. It always makes my day. All right, everybody. Are you all ready? Here we go. Oakdale University. Oakdale University. Season 7, Episode 8, Part 3 of 6, Quake. The festive season in Oakdale isn't very merry for quite a few citizens in Oakdale, Illinois, as they try to stay calm during the crisis of the earthquake that has been occurring. Surprises await many. Scene 1, Downtown Police Department. Detective Jack Snyder is alarmed seeing Carly Tenney immediately entering the police department. "Carly, what brings you by?" he asks curiously.
"My sister Sarah Ivory, she's missing," she reveals.
Jack's concerned. "What do you mean she's missing?"
"I just rescued her from near death like over a few hours ago. Are you telling me you haven't heard from her for seeing her for like over 24 hours? Demands Jack.
She composes herself, then continues. "I'm reporting her missing," renounces Carly. Meanwhile, scene 2, Java Underground. Andy Dixon is helping Holden Snyder assist survivors to safety when he meets a very attractive woman. She thanks him with a kiss on the cheek, then an invitation to dinner at the Lakeview. Andy happily accepts as Holden smiles.
"Looks to me like you just made a new friend," teases Holden.
"A new friend and a date for New Year's," says Andy.
Elsewhere, Lily Walsh worries about not hearing from her twin sister Rose D'Angelo. She encounters Jake Tenney.
"I haven't seen Rose either. Should we call the police?" he asks concerned.
Suddenly, the earthquake continues, screams are heard.
"Not again," says a woman trying to survive the day.
as Jake rushes to help her. Lily loses her balance, almost sliding down the large created hole that the shakeup caused. She yells for help. Damon Grimaldi comes to her aid. "Oh, Damien, thank you for saving my life," she says happily, hugging him tight. He looks at her intently. "Anything for you, Kara." They both lose balance. He quickly takes her to a safe spot away from the breaking abyss of the debris, only to end up swallowed by the fall into the open pavement leading to his death. "Oh my God, Damien, no!" she screams Lily. To be continued. Special guest Christelle Kallio as Andy's new friend. Happy New Year's from Okta University, Party Wheels Online Publications Magazine, and Willie's View Podcast. Don't forget the new episodes return January 6th of 2019. Oh my God, there's so much going on in Oakdale University. Alright. Don't go away, I'm going to take a quick music break. Alright, and we're back. Now, let's see what we've got here. I've got your review for Mary Poppins Returns. Are you ready? Alright, first of all, I've got to say that Emily Blunt did such a phenomenal job portraying Mary Poppins. I also enjoyed how subtle they referenced the change of the actresses playing such an iconic role. The music soundtrack was beyond awesome to the extreme. It's such a delight seeing Colin Firth, Julie Walters, and Angela Lansbury in this film. Now, on Mary Poppins Returns, we're dealing with Michael Banks learning that his house will be repossessed in 5 days, unless he pays back a loan. Now, the only hope is by finding a missing certificate that shows proof of valuable shares that his father left him years earlier. But as all seems lost, Michael and his sister will receive a surprise of a lifetime when, yep, Mary Poppins returns. Alright, so take the kids and take the family. Enjoy a date because you're going to love Mary Poppins Returns. I totally love it. Alright, everybody, it's been great, and I'm glad that I was able to spend a little bit of time with you. I want to wish you all the happiest of holidays and the happy new year. And don't forget, coming up very soon, gonna kick off Kids Incorporated night. That's gonna be so much fun. All right, everybody. Again, I'll see you on the flip side. Bye bye.
John, you're right. It's good to know you're right. For intellect can wash away confusion. George sees and Annabelle agrees. Moose Folder rolls an optical illusion. You three know it's true that 1 + 1 = 2. Yes, logic is the rock of our foundation. I suspect, and I'm never incorrect, that you're far too old to give in to imagination. No, not yet. Some people like to splash and play. Can you imagine that? And take a seaside holiday. Can you imagine that? Too much glee leaves rings around the brain. Take that joy and send it down the drain. Some people like to laugh at life and giggle through the day. They think the world's a brand new shiny toy. And if while dreaming in the clouds they fall the view, it's too bad. Although they're down and bent in half, they brush right off and start to laugh. Can you? Perhaps you're right. It makes no sense to take a bath this early.
In every job that must be done, there is an element of fun. You find the fun and snap. The job's a game. And every task you undertake becomes a piece of cake. A knock, a scream, it's very...